Road, Interior and Coordination Cabinet Secretary Professor Kithure Kindiki and his Rhodes counterpart Davis Chircha on Monday relaunched the construction of a 44.5 kilometers road in Kanangop constituency. The duo, who also inspected the 4 kilometers that had been constructed before the project stalled 1 year ago, promised that it would not stop midway and reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensure it is constructed to the specified standard. They launched the construction works on Engineer Mbiganano Gathara Tulaga Mbarithi Chuma Road project. Speaking at Gathara Shopping Center during the launch, Professor Kindiki said the government will ensure the project would not stall since it is already financed fully by the government in collaboration with the China Development Fund, CDF. Rhodes C.S. Chircha echoed his sentiments, citing that the contractor was already on site and that there was no cause for further delays in the construction works. Accompanying the duo were Principal Secretary for Rhodes Joseph Mbugwa and Kanangop MP Kwenya Thuku, among other elected leaders. Professor Kithure Kindiki flagging off graders and lorries during the launch of construction the 44.5 kilometers road at Gathara area in Kanangop constituency. Photo by Kamani Tiris. The Interior CS noted that the government is accelerating the program to complete road projects that stalled under the former administration due to funding constraints. Kindiki further directed Nyandarua County Commissioner, being the coordinator of government projects at the county level, to ensure the road projects are done to standards and not to hesitate reporting any uncalled for delays. The CS called upon the county commissioner also to ensure the contractor engages local community for non-skilled and semi-skilled labor. He went on to say that the state is also initiating new road projects, which are crucial to the movement of people and goods, thereby expediting Kenya's economic transformation. Kindiki urged leaders to unite and work for the greater good of the people of Kenya. He underscored the need for leaders to work together regardless of race, religion or rank.